Today, Democrats debate in Iowa, where three candidates are relatively close, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards. They have not been shy about going after each other in speeches and in some debates, but the Democratic campaign ads tell a different story, as NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
For those not lucky enough to own a television in Iowa, here's what the campaign sounds like so far.
It is time for America to set and reach big goals again.
The music is mostly inspirational, none of that sinister minor key stuff, at least not yet. Clinton's latest ad shows her making a series of broad promises: an end to the war, affordable college, and of course, health care reform.
We need to provide health care for every single man, woman, and child at a price that people can afford.
But the ad doesn't say how Clinton differs from her Democratic opponents on these issues. For example, it doesn't mention her plan to make health insurance mandatory. Obama's health care proposal relies more on incentives and voluntary participation to achieve the same goal of universal health care. It's a contentious policy difference between the two campaigns, but you wouldn't know that from their ads.
Well, the ads so far, and I don't want to overgeneralize, have been pretty much content-free and information-challenged.
Brooks Jackson is director of FactCheck.org, a nonpartisan site that truth squads the claims made in campaign ads. But so far, he says, the ads simply haven't presented many facts to check. Instead, the ads are drawing distinctions of style.
The system is corrupt, and it's rigged. And it's rigged against you.
Edwards, for example, has settled firmly into his persona as defender of the little guy, seen here holding a microphone in front of a flag in some intimate venue.
Do you really believe if we replace a crowd of corporate Republicans with a crowd of corporate Democrats that anything meaningful is going to change?
Who's the corporate Democrat in this race? The ad doesn't say. In his ads, Obama is also making veiled references to a certain someone. He also doesn't name names, but he does name a decade.
I don't want to spend the next year or the next 4 years refighting the same fights that we had in the 1990s.
That's pretty mild stuff compared to what we will, I'm sure, see before this campaign is over.
At FactCheck.org, Brooks Jackson says the candidates may be reluctant to draw a sharp contrast with each other in Iowa because people there might think that they're going negative.
4 years ago, two of the Democratic candidates attacked each other about this time in the cycle. Dick Gephardt and Howard Dean ran negative ads against each other, and neither one of them did very well in the Iowa caucuses. So candidates may have that in mind.
But is it possible for the candidates to be too polite? Vanderbilt professor John Geer thinks so. Last year, he published a book called In Defense of Negativity.
Negative ads aren't necessarily fun, but it provides a chance to vet ideas, to have a discussion. You need to have that kind of negativity to stir the pot, to get people to understand that maybe there is a difference between Hillary Clinton's plan and Barack Obama's plan. But you're not going to get that if you only get the positive side.
This is especially true, Geer says, when you're trying to reach voters who don't necessarily watch the debates or read up on the candidates online. As January 3rd draws closer, the campaigns may still decide it's worth the risk to mix it up with each other in their ads. On the Republican side, Mitt Romney has just released an ad attacking Mike Huckabee on illegal immigration. Still, in this Christmas season, they'll have to be very careful about calculating just how far they can go with that minor key music. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
You can see some of the Democratic ads for yourself. Just go to npr.org/elections.